If you can hear this, you are the Resistance, rallying patriots worldwide against the globalist New World Order takeover. You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network.
Hello, and welcome to Black Helicopter News, a talk radio show dedicated to conspiracy theories, UFOs, and paranormal phenomena. I am your host, Andrew Robinson, a.k.a. Zen One, and we have a great show for you today. We'll be discussing Hollow Earth. Plus, we have special guest, my friend Gibraltar, who will be giving us his take on the issues. All that and more, coming up next. And be sure to check out ArmageddonRecords.com. Links to download and listen to the podcast.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
In the dark, where your eyes couldn't see me, well, I had to fall.
Okay, we are live
and in charge. Alright, so as we've discussed topics of interest, topics that have been secluded for so long in the dark recesses of Mother Earth, so it just can go anywhere. We talk about Hollow Earth, there's so much room for interpretation as to what not only applies for our future, but also what it means for about our past. You were mentioning the other day about this black satellite or something, and
Black Knight satellite,
right? And like you were mentioning how like Tesla picked up signals from this mysterious satellite, and if that's the case, man, that predates our recorded history of satellite technology and when it supposedly began. And if that's the case, what are we dealing with here, man? You know, like, what is this all about?
The Black Knight satellite is really interesting because it's there.
And where is it coming from? Who developed it? What kind of technology, what kind of civilization, what kind of people would have the technology to develop something this sophisticated? And going back to Hollow Earth for a moment, it's no surprise the Nazis were very interested in what may be revealed from exploring what is inside Hollow Earth.
We could get to a point in civilization where we destroy our planet and we don't have the technology to inhabit another planet. Right. We either have to stay here and live in a wasteland, or what are people going to do? Underground bunkers. Hollow Earth is the ultimate underground bunker.
It is. And do you think that Hollow Earth was made by an ancient civilization, or it was already in existence? It was how the cosmos and how Earth was developed. Do you think this ancient civilization created Hollow Earth? And that's a weird, like, I don't know. Wouldn't that be interesting if it was actually created?
The Black Knight satellite just shows that there is an ancient technology that can do something like that. Just the idea that thousands of years ago, there could have been a highly advanced civilization.
Or even longer than that. You know, it doesn't even have to be thousands, right?
Yeah. I mean, it could be millions, maybe, think?
Absolutely. The Earth is over 4 billion years old. If you took the Earth's history and consolidated it into one day, our history on Earth comprises of something like 2 seconds.
That's wild. And then when you see all the stuff they've done in that time, there's statues of Easter Island. Just there's things out there. Just so many unexplained phenomenon, structures, things left behind. They could have had the technology to create a Hollow Earth.
And it's interesting, as we speak about technology, it reminds me of science. And isn't it interesting that within the narrative of Hollow Earth theory, science is used as a tool to discredit and debunk it, erase it from not only our collective memory, but just the conversation as a whole. And what I was getting at is, isn't it interesting that the only cultures that don't regard it as something taboo are the indigenous cultures? And who was it that you were saying Was it Admiral Byrd or was it the Nazis that when they spoke to the Inuit people of the northern hemispheres, they pointed in a northerly direction as to where their origins
Nazis.
Those were the Nazis, yeah. Right. So they seemed to have a firm grasp of what was going on. And it's just interesting how we talk about these quote-unquote fringe topics, this Hollow Earth concept, a concept that may be a reality, we just don't know. And it's interesting how these native cultures, these indigenous peoples, may have a better grasp of it, may have their finger more on the pulse of what's going on than anyone involved. And we're slow to understand this because it's been suppressed and denied for so long.
Yeah, that's very true. These things are always getting buried in time.
Yeah, and with malice intent of control, malice intent of suppression. Should we be afraid, though, of what lies beneath? Although, and I don't know if we discussed it here or at a previous point, but Admiral Byrd, he was communicated with by these people. I call them people, but these inhabitants of Hollow Earth. So he claims, right?
Right.
And they issued him a warning of nuclear technology and what it entails. Could it be from their own personal experience, or the malice intent, as I was getting at, is they don't want us to reach a level of technology because maybe they want in the future, at a future point, to suppress us.
We have to really just explore these things. Look back at Sodom and Gomorrah. Fits the description of a nuclear explosion.
Right.
This could be the technology that was wielded by these inhabitants.
All right, Zen, hold that thought for a moment. Let's go to our sponsors, let them do their thing, and we'll be right back.
Pretty obvious by now to most of us that there are certain people in the government who want to take away our guns. Our gun rights are in jeopardy. Now they can just willy-nilly ban ammunition. Oh, the 223 ammo for AR-15s is bad. I'm going to take it away by executive order. To heck with the Congress, to heck with the Constitution, to heck with the people. I'm God. I'm the dictator. I'm running a banana republic. I don't know what the guy's thinking up there in the White House, but listen, if you want to keep your guns, and you want to maintain the ability to take care of and protect your family, you need invisible guns, ghost guns, like the AR-15, the Ghost AR-15, starting as low as $499 at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com on the web, guns80.com. Look at the link below in the description box. Link on there to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80, 844-2-GUNS-80. Or guns80.com. And I don't feel safe anymore. Oh, what a mess. I wonder who's watching me now. The IRS. I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me. And that's also an interesting thing. You do see these hints of higher technology well before it was developed as far as we were concerned. And why do we see that throughout history? And just as of now, it's sort of shrouded in mystery.
I think it has to do with just the suppression of this info.
But is it because our ability to communicate is greater now? And as a result, they need to go to greater lengths to suppress information and can't be as open? I mean, some would argue they're actually very open through via, you know, symbolism, sort of double meanings, double mess. So they're not quite as reclusive as I allude, but nevertheless, you have these instances in history where they're right out in the open, as you mentioned, the evidence of nuclear war or suggestion. Mm-hmm. There's a thing. The Soviet Union banned microwaves sometime in the 70s, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they felt that microwaves were harmful to have in a house. And of course, they were, and to an extent they still are.
Yeah.
Talk about nuclear technology, the rise in cancer rates, a whole host of data to suggest that there's something going on here, and maybe Admiral Byrd's warning should have been paid greater attention to.
If we heed that warning, for example, another country, Russia or something, is not going to heed that word. They're going to say, okay, well, America's disarmed because of the tall whites within the Earth.
Right, but here's the other thing. As we look at polar caps in the Arctic region...
And the Earth has shifted before, so where it's at Antarctica now could have been a...
Yeah, dirty Jersey.
Yeah. Oh,
and maybe the root of all evil is indeed what lies in the dirty swamps in New Jersey. I mean, think about it. You got Hoffa missing, the dirty mobsters, dirty politicians, all stemming from this one state that may have been at one point in this region that holds so much value to the earth. Magnetism. A lot of things there. But what I was getting at is, let's just go.
Yeah, I think we should.
I mean, you know, it can't be that bad. It's not that cold up there.
It's not that cold.
But I wonder, you know, if we talk about ancient groups of inhabitants and also bloodlines that still maintain a level of control, where does their role come into play with regards to Hollow Earth? I mean, is there any connection, overlap? There's got to be, right?
There's got to be. I think that everything's connected. We just got to find how it connects. Ancient alien theory could be tying into this.
How could it not?
Yeah, I agree. Some even say the moon could be a man-made satellite.
Well, yeah, I've heard that too, and that's precisely the reason we don't go there anymore, because we were issued a very serious warning stating, you need to stop. You need to stop coming here. You need to stop exploring. You need to take your little doom buggy and pack up and leave.
Right, yes.
Because we were getting a little too comfortable. Because I think there's this interplay. Now, we're given a level of this idea of freedom, but those in power understand where it needs to stop and where it needs to be. Look at it like plantation slave and field slave. The house slave and the field slave, right? And the house slave was issued a level of freedom under that system, as much freedom as get. But he knew what the rules were, and he was playing by the rules. And there's certain people, human beings in power, that understand the game very well.
These royal bloodlines, or just the most powerful people, they could be the house slave.
Right.
The thing is, the people that you're referring to, I'm guessing these are the same ones that were there on our moonwalk, they have more power than us.
Absolutely.
They have more technological, they're just powerful.
But they depend on us greatly.
I think that the ancient alien put us here. They don't want us to be liberated.
No, and they provide us with this notion of liberation through distractions. That's been so researched and analyzed that we don't need to get into. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't know you're enslaved, you're had. You are
had. And that's officially locked into the matrix.
That's, I think, the overarching theme that we should, in which we should understand these topics, Hollow Earth, satellites, ancient civilizations, is that our enslavement is dependent upon us thinking we're free. Right?
Yeah.
Right? So, but that gets into a whole other topic, and of course we're going on so many tangents here. If we bring it back to Hollow Earth, I mean, I'm just thinking the whole aspect, and for the listeners who, and if you are still with us, I applaud you, because honestly, it can't be easy for you. I gotta be honest. It can't be easy for you to listen to this for more reasons than one. But if you're trying to grasp the idea of, I mean, what do you mean a hollow earth? Do you just fall into this like hollow sphere? Or is there some kind of, is there something like, as we are held to the ground by gravity, they are similarly held to the surface of hollow earth by some other form of gravity?
So while you're flying over, you can go right into it and fly into it and not even know you're in it. Or you could fly and not see it and fly right over it and just go around and circle the earth. So you can kind of discover it by accident. And there was green, lush fucking land.
Yeah, land. It's paradise.
There was land.
I mean, all you need is like a zebra galloping and, you know, we'd be in Africa.
They even spotted a woolly mammoth.
Right.
You can't explain how it went from frigid temperatures to green.
Well, that kind of defies a lot of scientific understandings of geology, climate.
Well, the inner sun, this has got to be giving off a degree of heat,
right,
and light. Not as much as ours, but enough. Yeah, enough, because it's enough, because from what I'm understanding about Hollow Earth is that there may even be more inhabitable space in the whole surface of the earth.
Right. We should be reminded that we've, as a society and civilization in modern times, have only reached about, what is it, like 6 or 10 miles? 6 or 10 miles through drilling, you know?
Yeah.
That's it.
Sounds right.
I mean, that's not even the crust. We haven't gotten through the crust yet. I mean, of course, if you're at the bottom of this sea, it's much shallower, the crust. But we have a lot of, we don't understand exactly. I mean, just look at the Kentucky cavern system, right?
Yes.
I mean, we don't know where that leads.
Yeah. Then that could take us directly to Hollow Earth.
Or think about this. And we haven't mentioned this yet. And I actually never asked you. Bermuda Triangle. Does that have something to do with Hollow Earth? Could it? I mean, you talk about magnetism and the interaction with Hollow Earth. Could that be, you know, a portal of sorts?
Possibly. Well, that could also be another dimension. It could also take us to another dimension.
Well, could
if there's
Earth
layered
be
dimensions.
Man, that's crazy.
So that could be taking us to a whole another world, then the inner world. This could take us
to the Hollow Earth. Let's not be confused. Let's not be confused. Hollow Earth is very physical.
Yes.
It's tangible. It's not some, it's not a multi-dimensional reality. It is what?
It's supposed to be a geological formation inside of our Earth. There's theories that it's completely hollow within after 10 miles. Science has been saying lately, there's a river flowing under the Nile River.
Wow.
As crazy as
that
sounds. Yes.
Remember that
movie? If we found out, it would put humanity in a panic.
So that movie, The Core, was a complete farce, is what you're trying to tell me.
I guess that's what I'm implying. I wasn't intentionally doing that. I think that there's a Hollow Earth.
We have any definitive evidence.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. And, you know, who knows? A couple of years down the line, I mean, I'm thinking of taking the Appalachian Trail straight to Hollow Earth.
I think you should.
I mean, honestly. But actually, speaking of those caverns, those caverns are really guarded, right? They don't... Whoever is in power does not want us exploring.
They don't.
We can go in there. It's not. Don't get me wrong. There are guided tours. Lovely. Take the family out for a day. Fantastic. If you go past
They won't let you go too far.
Exactly.
And that's what we need to do.
And do you think it's because...
You said how many miles we might have dug under the earth? 10 miles?
No. Yeah. Recorded, it's about 10 miles.
Okay. I think we can walk 10 miles and reach Hollow Earth. Once we get there, I'm sure they have some sort of method of transportation.
All right. All right. You hear,
to travel.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Zen's going to make that trip, 10-mile little grocery trip, and he'll get back to you.
Now, I want to see a Million Man March right past the government soldier guarding the entrance, and we want to march right into Hollow Earth.
Right into Hollow Earth. I mean, it's...
And if it's a Million Man Suicide March down in a little pit, yeah, so be it.
Yeah.
Okay, what would the establishment care if a million Hollow Earth believers died?
But they wouldn't allow that to occur, obviously. The mere notion of us even attempting that is just an impossibility. Or is it?
That's the quickest, easiest way for us to get to Hollow Earth if it exists.
Because once you uncover this, once this stone is turned...
This changes the game.
Domino effect.
Where do all these flying saucers we see come from? They could come from outer space, or they could even come from Hollow Earth. Russia released a report saying something about how UFOs love water.
I've heard that too.
So they might be able to just become intangible and fly directly down into Hollow Earth from anywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So we need to have that teleportation type of technology. We don't have that.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Welcome back. As we were saying, this whole idea of Hollow Earth is riddled with a lot of mystery and a lot of areas of contention, no doubt. But one thing is certain is that we need to uncover what is going on here. There's something going on. The evidence doesn't necessarily definitively prove that there's a Hollow Earth, and that's my own personal opinion, but it does suggest something's going on. And I find that's always the case. I don't know if you feel this way, but it's always, there's like a suggestion that there's more to it than what we are exposed to. I mean, do you feel that way?
Yeah, always. Yeah, I mean, there has to be. They're going to let us know what they want us to know.
I mean, I'm just, I'm the skeptic through and through. I mean, you throw anything at me and I'm looking to disprove it immediately. I mean, I guess in this, we're like, I'm like Scully and you're Mulder. You
know? Yeah, I want to believe.
Yeah, you want to believe. I mean, I'm looking at the poster right now. but truthfully, you know, something's at work here. And, you know, we talked about a lot of things. We talked about Hollow Earth's connection with ancient technology. You talked about the black satellite. What does that imply about not only our history, but our future, you know? And we talked about many things. What did we talk about?
We talked about Hitler and Hollow Earth, how Admiral Byrd.
He's sort of the...
Mars,
oh, you know,
pyramids, Bermuda Triangle.
This is sort of something I think I'm just throwing out there. But, you know, you're talking about a Million Man March. I mean, I think we need to... If we're going to do this, I can walk the Appalachian Trail, the Million Man March... recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Who is it that has the skill set to engage in a journey such as this? And I'm not talking about Liam Neeson. I'm talking about the mole people, man. The mole people are already well acquainted with these kind of conditions. I mean, am I right or wrong? And I'm not joking. I am being honest here. The mole people, I mean, a lot of them may not be up for it, but the mole people would be the best individuals for the journey. They're already well acquainted with dark conditions, tight spaces, uncomfortable settings, and all that may be lingering in this cavern system. Is it cavern or tavern? No, tavern, duh. Tavern. Cavern. Although maybe you need to go to a tavern before embarking upon this mission. But what do you think? I mean,
well, the mole people that you're talking about, I don't think they have the technology to even be regarded as worthy sentient being from the extraterrestrial races reside
instead
in Hollow
Earth.
Instead
of you and me, man, we're amateurs. The mole people, I'm talking about the mole people who live in like the New York subway system.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking you're pulling my leg, so I'm playing along.
No, the mole people, man, no. I'm talking about the people, and often they're homeless. Sometimes they're mentally disturbed. I hate to use that term. They have mental disabilities, not disturbed. But
they would be good to enlist.
They would be good, because I honestly think you're
talking... Give them purpose.
This is a public works program 2.0. This is what the Obama administration should have been doing from the get-go.
We should create an infrastructure directly into Hollow
Earth.
It's
like the New Deal conspiracy version. Right?
Yeah.
No, but seriously, these people would be the best to employ for this mission.
They'd probably be available.
I
have an open schedule.
You know, they probably wouldn't be the most docile or you know, like manageable.
Easily controlled.
Yeah, manageable workforce, because they certainly do march to their own beat. But I'm telling you, you know, we're not too far. Take the ferry. Go into these old Amtrak, old subway tunnels, and make it happen, you know? But in all seriousness.
It'd be very nice to somehow get there or to contact Hollow Earth. And I think that with the right direction, I think we can, whether we go there physically through Kentucky Mammoth Cave System.
Right.
Or even if we can find a way to somehow send a signal to them.
Right. Well, I mean, I think those signals are always being transmitted, whether you like it or not. Admiral Byrd, how was he communicated with? Telepathy. It's not a far cry to believe they, just by thinking, they are able to hear. And perhaps that's the reason.
Because it was very interesting. He said when his plane was flying over in his diary, his plane was pulled directly down in a non-aerodynamic way, just directly down.
Right.
And these beings approached him and spoke, yes, through telepathy.
Yeah, interesting. And also, I mean, for the listeners out there, questions, thoughts. I think it's important for you to communicate your opinions about this really important topic. How do they get to us?
They can go to the Facebook page for Black Helicopter News. Just go to facebook.com/Black Helicopter News.
Yeah, if you're feeling anything about this this introduction podcast, this idea of Hollow Earth, let us know. It's equally important that we have a dialogue about such a important issue. All right, so do you have anything to add about this topic?
I just wanted to also say that the information about Hollow Earth, when you look around to research it, you're going to find it in a lot of different places, and you're going to have to piece it together. I'm working on a special report that I will put out this month.
Yeah, so look out for that. As we close out this first podcast, I just want to say I hope you enjoyed, you know, what we were talking about, what our aim in doing this is. I guess that that pretty much summarizes what we're all about. If you like our taste, if you like the flavor of this podcast, continue listening. We'll be coming out with more. And this is Gibraltar.
This is N1.
And we are out.